Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing? You ever eat a banana backwards? Yeah, man. When it's dark. Most of us take a banana, take it from the top and peel it down one little piece at a time. Sometimes you can peel a whole banana with two pieces. Just take one side and another side. Sometimes if you really work hard, you can actually pry off that top of the banana and sort of peel the whole thing down in one fell swoop. But really, my banana eating is taking about four little strands and peeling it away. Slow-like. Fun-like. Sexy-like.
Oh. Ugh.
Dan O'Brien is an intern on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give him some love. Give him some love.
Woo!
And he eats his bananas backwards. That's right, backwards. Dan O'Brien, our intern, turns the banana upside down.
Yes.
And I didn't even see this. I just heard how much it upset the boys. So, all right, turn that off. What the hell is going on?
It didn't
in that
upset
today?
The boys.
It upset me. Well, first off,
you.
The backstory that before we begin,
you.
The undressing of the banana. We were very pleased that Mother O'Brien sent Dan larger T-shirts last week, as you recall.
Mother O'Brien. Hi, this is Garrison Keeler. Join Mother O'Brien for her hot biscuits. Mother O'Brien's delicious biscuits. That's good.
Well,
Mother O'Brien.
Dan has been he's been battling some VD, and he hasn't been in a while.
Oh, no, stop that.
No,
that's
I'm kidding.
Terrible.
Of course.
Alleged.
But he just picked up his T-shirt state, but today he's in a nice tight baseball shirt.
And that actually looks good on him.
Does it?
It does.
The nipples look
Dan,
like they're trying
compliment.
To escape.
Mother O'Brien is quite funny, and she made us laugh during the mailbag. You've got a mom who obviously not only listens to the show, but gets the show, which I think is pretty special. What say you, Mr. O'Brien?
Mike, I couldn't agree more. She's fantastic, and she's not just great, but she's funny, too. And she picks up on the bits that we all do.
That's sweet.
That's good.
Oh, all the bits that Dan does
I love
with
that.
Us.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. So back to the banana, Rob. What was bothering you about it?
Show him the banana, won't you? First of all, is that a convenience store banana?
This is from Giant.
Okay. Giant. So it's a grocery store banana. But when I think any sane person buys a bunch of bananas. They're attached at the top, right?
Yeah.
There's maybe four or five, and they come in a bunch, a literal bunch. And you pull it off, and you're presented with a banana, and at the top is a convenient pull tab.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where it's attached to the bunch. And that's what you use to start the peeling of the banana, as you so sexily described over the Billy Joel song.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dan comes in and sits down and bitches and moans about his headphone level.
That's not a chimpanzee. That's a drill. Big, fat, sloppy fingers.
But, Mike, it was a drill being run by a chimpanzee.
That's right, a chimp running a drill.
He peels it from the bottom. That's not okay.
And why does that grind your gears?
That's not the way to do it.
But I mean, it doesn't really matter if he's enjoying his banana.
Well, in fairness to Rob, I yelled at Rob before the show again. And it was, you know, and he has to, that steam has to come out.
Oh, he's got to blow that steam off on Dan O'Brien.
Well, the fact is he's doing it wrong. How do you, Mike, have you ever peeled a banana from the bottom?
What I do is, and you might be really, really surprised at this, Rob, but when I'm eating just a whole banana, I squeeze them from the bottom and they shoot up into the sky. And then I lower my lower jaw juts out and the entire banana goes into my mouth. I eat it
just like a cartoon.
Like McGilla
Gorilla.
Yeah, we'll accept that. I will accept that. But
I eat my bananas like McGilla Gorilla.
But what he did is that of a crazy person. This is not good what he does. Did you learn this?
That's not right.
That's
You're
not.
A crazy person eating a banana from the bottom.
Doing
up.
That to me and your father. Why are
That's
you eating
terrible.
A banana like that? Why
but
have
Dan
Does your whole family do this? Does Mother O'Brien eat a banana that way?
I don't know. I forget if she eats like that. It's just the way that
do
I was taught.
Do you do everything backwards, son?
Yes. Yeah. Everything backwards.
Everything.
Yes. So can you explain why you peel it from the bottom? That's a legitimate... I mean, I'm not as upset as Rob is, but I'm just kind of curious
it
why
has to
you...
be a learned behavior. It's not anything that you picked up on your own, is it?
Yeah, it was something that I learned, but basically what I would do is I would get the same sort of bananas, six in a bunch that you would get at a grocery store.
Nice.
And separate it at the top, like you said.
Right.
And then I would basically just flip it over and then squeeze the little black part of it and then just
the
peel it away. The stem.
The stem.
Yes.
Actually, Mike, I think technically the stem end is the other end. That would have been the flower end.
Now, you're way too... Is this because you worked in the produce department?
No, I didn't do produce. I usually did dairy and beer.
Okay, but you were around produce all the time.
You grew up in produce.
I grew up, yeah, but we didn't... This may shock you, Mike, that the Northern Virginia farm area, not conducive to the growing of bananas. We didn't do a lot of that.
You didn't have the banana tree.
But the flower has to be on the end that is not connected.
Were you out in the field singing with Harry Belafonte?
I was. Quitting time! Yeah. But the flower end, he is actually peeling from the bloom end. The right. Matt bloom end.
Yeah, it's my favorite end.
The bloom end?
Yeah, like on a tomato, the bloom end and the stem end, or a squash.
Is it referred to as a bloom end?
Well, no, I don't know that anyone would, but it is the end where the bloom is.
You worked in the fields. You had a farm. I'm just curious.
I didn't. I worked in the garden. Yes, I did. And there's two ends. I mean, there's the side that connects to the plant where the stem is.
Yeah,
think of a yellow squash, Mike. You love yellow squash.
I think this is a ridiculous discussion. I think it's more important to talk about organic bananas, which I think are much like organic strawberries. Those are the two organic things that I buy.
Yes.
Because I can actually taste the difference.
Eggs.
Up here, we get our eggs from the neighbor, which is pretty cool.
Well, that is truly organic.
That's as organic as it is.
Are they eclectic eggs?
Don't you start. Don't you start.
He's fun, isn't he?
You know I'm right about that.
Yeah, of course.
You know I'm right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a ball of stress up here. I need
you were able to summer up there, Mike, so you could relax.
Yeah. I need between the little guy and you know, it's insane.
Are you not
it's
having an there. Excellent summer?
I'm just... I woke up this morning.
Yes.
And my wife was stirring at about the same time. And this is going to be, I don't want to have a throw up moment here, but
okay.
we held hands this morning. And I looked over at her and I said, I do so well with just my little fam.
Yeah.
And when I expand to a lot of people, it just... There are feelings of, there's a reason I'm a performer. There are feelings of insecurity and inadequacy, and it spreads to other family members, and it just causes me. And I'm sitting in bed last night, and I felt like I was having some palpitations.
Arrhythmia.
Oh, dear.
I was having arrhythmia, but, you know, the thing is,
Is it better now than it used to be? Is it worse now than it used to be, or has it always been the same?
It was horrible for my whole life.
Right.
Then I came up and bought a house up here, and I'm like, yeah, everything's going to be fine. And then I took the year off dealing with all my crap that I had to deal with, and now I'm back, and I'm just feeling it, and I'm not suffering it well. I'm actually quite curt with people about it. So it's and I'm talking in code because I don't want to mention names and I don't want, but I still have that feeling kind of, I don't want to be like this. I want to be just chill, and I have to learn how to let stuff, I think, roll off my back.
A leopard cannot change its spots, Mike.
I perceive a slight and I go, I dwell on it for too long. Do I
rave? Do you ever call them on it?
Yell?
Call them on the slight?
I call them on perceived misjudgments of other people.
Ah.
I don't do it about myself. I really don't do it. And you know, and there's certain people that are allowed to get away with it. My wife gets away with it. My sister gets away with it. My daughter gets away with it. That's fine because that's almost comical. But the extended people that I'm dealing, I just have that feeling of I'm the outside kid in high school.
Sure.
That's the vibe I get, kind of, you know. And
you're
Jason
Bateman in Ozark.
And last
he's
night
he's from away.
Yeah,
it's a. Yeah, and we have to talk about that show because that
Love
looks
it.
Like it might be spectacular.
You're from away.
So the long and short of it is that you know, I need to do some work. I need to do.
I don't know that you do
with the intergovernment.
I don't know that you do.
And then throw in. And
why can't they do some work?
This is my psychotherapy. Huh?
Why can't they do some work?
Because you're not. I'm not going to change anybody for me. I don't matter. This is what I said. I was having a discussion with my daughter last night, and I said, ultimately, isn't this true about life that everybody, no matter what, there are selfless people, there are not selfless people. But everybody, even the selfless people, ultimately, it's kind of all about their, it's all about them. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like that. And if you focus on somebody else's behavior, it's,
you can't control it's what you can't control.
And I think that I have trouble with that. I really have trouble. It's why I do what I do. I think I'm a needy guy. I think everybody in that studio is needy. Mm-hmm. We need that validation. And I think everybody needs validation.
On the level we need it, though.
No. Or anybody.
No, we've taken the extra step.
No, this is unhealthy need. Yeah.
It's unhealthy. And imagine, okay, then let's go to a Jerry Lewis.
Oh, God.
And imagine that need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's someone that will never, ever get it. It won't be there.
You can't even get enough oxygen.
Now, you know what? When we talk about people.
I'm dying.
I need the mask. Please put the mask and the flamingon blanket on me for the oxygen. Place
darling, darling, the lungs are not filling.
It's something that I truly, look, I know that we're not Jerry Lewis, but at the same time, I think that a lifetime of doing what I do makes me feel weird when I'm in a situation where people are kind of ignoring me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, if you spend an entire lifetime.
Last night.
No.
We had a little social thing. I wasn't ignored. I just feel, on edge. I feel on edge.
I can relate.
Like, you know, let me give you an example.
All right.
There's a couple up here that we've socialized with, and they have echoed similar things about, I will call it the mean girl syndrome.
Mm. All right.
And I see them across the way, and they're sitting by themselves at this big social event we have up here every Monday night.
Mm.
And I go over and I sit with them because I'm stressing about that. And there's no me. I shouldn't stress about anything.
No.
I should just be relaxing and enjoying that. And then I'm watching, and I, you know, I was cruising through the evening, having nice conversations with a bunch of different people, enjoying every single one of them. Took care of some business.
Wow,
you know, with boating and stuff like that, and was talking to a guy that I like a lot. I was having a great night, and then suddenly I look at that and I get all verklempt. And why do I care?
Because you've spent your entire life
entertaining
and making people look at you and be impressed with what you do and spreading joy.
Yes,
and when a fan, and especially within the family, that's when it hurts the most. And I get that.
Like when I
cousins,
when I hang out with my family, I had to make peace. I would say maybe 6-7 years ago with the fact that I need to go into family vacations. And this has helped knowing that none of this is about me, that whatever I say, it's going to go right over their heads. They're going to pretend to care, but they're not going to care.
Yeah. And that happens in every situation.
Yeah.
On a related note, I will still make the occasional snide reference to the fact that nobody in my immediate family is listening to this.
Oh, I let that go.
And I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I can't worry about that.
Yeah.
I can't worry about that. And
they won't even tell Sleep Number they bought a bed through you.
Right.
Exactly.
Because of you.
And I can't say with that same thing. If somebody asks me, like they're meeting me for the first time,
right,
I've known them my whole life, asks me about what I'm doing.
Yes.
I have to be polite about it and answer it again and again and again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
And it gets the only thing that's going to change that is 2.5 million subscribers and this thing explodes and somebody in our crew is going to have to kill somebody for that to happen.
Yes.
Somebody's going to have to stab somebody.
Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, but the problem is Dan will stab with the wrong end of the knife.
Yes.
But
it's going to be more painful for him.
Ow! This handle is so sharp.
Yeah. Everybody, by the way, doesn't everybody have these family things that they
deal with? Of course.
To be fair to me, I told my family a long time ago to stop listening because they were getting their feelings were getting hurt.
That's
people
true.
Were getting
see,
upset.
If you want the whole family to listen, you're going to pay the piper on that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I'd rather have the alternative.
I said, stop listening. I think my brother listened religiously for some time, and then he was like, hey, the bit you do about dad, or hey, that bit you do about mom. Like, and I was right. like, hey, man, I love you. Stop listening. Stop listening. All and this is the beautiful part about it, is that now when they ask me, how's the show going, I can say, it's great. We did like 10 minutes on Rob yesterday. Like, I can make anything up.
Sure, because they don't know.
Right.
Meanwhile,
right.
I've just been slandering
my
family.
That's a great idea. Let's
you
all
know
do
what
this.
I mean? That's it.
Let's all do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make stuff up.
Yeah. Of course.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That might be the thing. It'll get me through the summer. It's like, how's the show going? So, man, we got an interview with Donald Trump the other day.
Alexander Haig was on the show. We had the Alexander Haig.
See, you're doing shtick. Because I'm making it real. I'm making it real. That's how I'll get through it. Because, and the last thing I wanted to throw in about this is, so all these issues that I have to work through, that I'm still working through, and then throw in my son, who woke up this morning and came out of bed and came down. I hear thump, thump, thump. Something I used to hear, and I'd be like, here comes the thump, thump, thump.
Yeah.
And this was the greeting. This was the greeting this morning. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, that's a, you know, he's feeling it too.
Sure.
The legacy continues.
A case of
life
the mains.
Yeah, he's got a case of the mains. He has meningitis.
That's a show starter.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You ever seen that show Cops? I was watching it one time, and there was this cop on. He was talking about this gunfight he had in the hallway with this guy, right? And he just unloaded on this guy, and nothing happened. He didn't hit nothing. Okay, it was just him and this guy. I mean, you know, it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man, go walk with the shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide f***ing open.
What the f*** does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you can consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it,
I said don't do that.
Why are you f***ing freaking out on us?
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today, I'm through.
But why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he laughs his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, what the f*** happening?
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the f*** did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I seen some crazy ass shit in my time, but this...
Chill out, man. I told you it was an accident. You probably went over a bump or something.
Hey, the car ain't hit no motherfucking bump.
Hey, look, man, I didn't mean to shoot the son of a bitch. The gun went off. I don't know why.
Well, look at this f***ing mess, man. We're on a city street in broad daylight here.
Believe it, man.
Well, believe it now, motherfucker. We gotta get this car off the road. You know, cops tend to notice like you're driving a
just
car against the f***ing blood.
Just take it to a friendly place, that's all.
This is the Valley, Vincent. Marcellus ain't got no friendly places in the Valley.
But you saved my f***ing town, man. What you doing?
I'm calling my partner in Toluca Lake.
Where's Toluca Lake?
It's just over the hill here, over by Burbank Studio.
Mr. Wolf.
If Jimmy's ass ain't home, I don't know what the f*** we gonna do, man, because I ain't got no other partners in 818.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Piper Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us, especially tomorrow, at 888-920-MORE. Don't forget, it's wide open Wednesday. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Then you know the biggest challenge in running a business can be finding the best talent. Great talent equals great success, so trust the greatest, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. it finds them. Easy, easy, easy. Here's a fact. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's just stunning to me, that fact, but it's true. No juggling emails or phone calls. All you do is screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. I think about when I was hiring as a baby program director at the beginning of my career, and I thought, how amazing would it be to have a ZipRecruiter to actually just do that?
Yeah.
It's great for the people that are applying for jobs. It's great for people hiring. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Well, I'm there finally. I've been asked a million times, and I finally pulled the trigger. I am officially a LinkedIn person.
I'm so sorry.
Now, hold on. I know I've heard people like dissing this.
Who's dissed LinkedIn? Who in your life is dissed?
I did.
Rob Spiewak like routinely.
The
like,
man
talks
wears flip flops to work every day.
Birkenstocks.
All right. I need a complete primer from the very beginning.
Well, I'll tell you this. Good luck getting out now that you're in, because there's no getting out. I've tried to get out. I've now got it so I'm not getting email alerts from it anymore, but I'm still a member and I can't unjoin.
Well,
it's like unfun Facebook.
My daughter is on it, and I decided I'd pull the plug. I even put my pretty little picture up there.
Wow, you're in all the way. In for a dollar, in for a dime.
Well,
for a dollar.
It's letting me know. It gives Rob if it pops up with the radio stations that we could put this show on. You know, so I mean, that's something right there that would be valuable.
All I get is that someone that I knew 5 years ago wants to connect with me, and I got no interest in that. Really?
Is okay. That why you? So you hate bananas being peeled from the bottom, and you know,
ask Rob again what his life goal 5 years ago was.
What was your life goal 5 years ago?
To make this show today be perfect.
No. What was it in the school system?
Why are you bringing this up?
Because you said 5 years ago I had a five-year plan. I made it in 3 years.
Well, to be the announcer for the varsity football games at the kids'
high school. The Tuscarora
Huskies.
Bulls.
Huskies.
The fighting Adams of Tuscarora.
That's it.
A man with such lofty goals doesn't need LinkedIn. He just paves his own way.
Hmm. I don't like being pestered either.
Be pestered.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, every salesperson from WJFK is going to want to link up with you. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll talk to him.
Okay.
I'll talk to him.
Have fun with Brad Griffin.
That would be a good. But
you guys are a bunch of a-holes. This is why every time we need something, I got to find them. Because you don't want to network. You don't want to connect with anybody. You don't want to do anything. You just want to live your lives in your own little sandbox and be alone. Facebook
he's not speaking
for adults.
To me. I'm being quiet here. He's talking to.
I'm letting him talk.
Is Facebook for adult and professionals that essentially, if you're looking for team members or if you want to find something interesting or you want to meet and network with someone, that's where you go.
Here's my problem with LinkedIn. It won't let me out. I feel it's like the mafia. I tried to unjoin and could not.
Oh, my God.
What now? What?
I just went into my inbox.
Yes. Lots of people, I bet.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You're beloved.
Wow. You are beloved.
Wow. Yeah, not like in Maine. On LinkedIn, you're beloved.
How do you manage it?
Manage what?
Am I going to get these every day?
Yep.
Am I going to get these every single day?
You got to start posting. You got to start writing small articles, maybe a blog post a day. You love it.
You're into
that.
I'd love to do it.
Yes.
Will that help the business?
Absolutely. It'll help. I think when one of us succeeds, all of us succeed.
Wow.
And then you'll also
see this
get people's
connections, activity, and experience.
People will ask you to say what talents they have, too. Like you could endorse Pony for voice work.
Yeah.
You could say, yeah, this guy does a great Larry King.
That's good time to promote Mike for voice work.
That's true.
But I mean, it's pretty good for networking. The only reason I did is because my daughter,
it's great.
My daughter was there.
That's
it's
where you
great.
Find jobs, so too.
Are you all in?
Mike, they had a mastery class in business school for your LinkedIn profile.
Really?
This is how important it is. This is why sometimes I'm disgusted by all of us because we sit here in our flip flops and our shorts, and I'm including myself because I have workout shorts on.
Birkenstocks.
Right?
Birkenstocks, I'm sorry. And our tight t-shirts and our marijuana lifestyle, and we don't know what's going on outside of this bubble.
All you need to know, I see my nephew.
Yeah.
He tells me what kind of people are involved with this. Mm. These are power guys.
Yeah.
These are power brokers that are on.
And we're, and all of you, including myself, are 7 years too late.
So we're
it's been around forever.
You're never too late, right? I mean, you can still hop on and really manage your LinkedIn lifestyle.
I mean, Mike will be an all-star within all-star profile within, I think, 5 days.
Is that a real thing, an all-star profile?
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean?
That means you actually have connections, endorsements.
I see.
You post.
Mm-hmm.
You add to the community instead of just take. So Mike will be an all-star within 2 weeks. And then he'll give up on it. But everyone else.
And then he'll bitch about the emails.
Yeah,
he'll be
like, this inbox, email, leave me alone.
I prioritize my inbox, so I know I get from I get the important stuff that
wait
I have to deal with.
Wait till you get email from LinkedIn. But no, I personally have connected with people that we have done business with through LinkedIn because either they reached out to me or I reached out to them. And that's also a great way to stalk someone to see if they're actually a viable candidate for a job.
To see for endorsements and things.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there are two people right away that popped up that I know and respect quite a bit in the business world.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a neat thing. I mean, but is it the industry standard still? I mean, do people really? Because I've heard, Rob's not the only one. I've heard people say, oh my God, LinkedIn, it's such a pain in the ass.
Who else has told you that? Don't say names.
I really don't.
But then if you think back to that person, let's really think about like what they're doing for a living.
So it's a, I don't know. I'm not going to.
If you're a carny, you don't care about LinkedIn. If you're a DJ, you don't care about LinkedIn. If you're trying to build your own business and you're trying to grow the business, you care about LinkedIn.
I'm trying, but what do I do when I see names?
If you're a pothead, maybe have a profile with no picture.
And a haze of smoke
That's
on it.
Diego.
That's true. Yeah, cloud over it.
Now, what do I do when somebody that I don't know at all asks to join my network?
I vet people, Mike. I look at what who they are and how we have a connection.
You know, Gary Stein is a private detective. He could be called.
So, you can get bamboozled on LinkedIn, too. I this happened downstairs at Starbucks.
Somebody
wrote me and said that they were a student. And they wrote it in like kind of a casual way at the Robert H. Smith School of Business. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I got to help a fellow terp out.
Sure.
I go down there and I hope he's listening right now. This hack is like.
By the way, so I looked at this guy I didn't know.
Yeah.
He's got one mutual connection. Guess who that happens to be?
Who?
Oscar Santana.
There's a boy with a nice beard and a nice shirt and
nice.
Tie.
There Look at that.
Is. It's you.
Professional profile pic.
Sure. Yeah. You. Mm-hmm. Let me open Oscar up. Let me see.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, let's open Oscar up.
Look at that.
Wide open.
Wide open. Legs and everything.
Very nice business picture.
Thank you.
You know, it really is.
That was a picture day at school.
He doesn't have like his flying saucer eyes, like he's had three drinks.
It says, it says invitation from LinkedIn. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
I think I added you.
What's that?
Oh, I mean, we can work on that after the show, Mike. We don't have to sit here and watch.
I'm sorry. I'm just doing this as we speak.
Can I finish my story, please?
Oh, go ahead.
He was, I would say, a little older than Dan. Dan, what, you're 23?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy's like 27 that shows up, right? And I'm like, we're talking. I was like, how did you like the business school? Like, tell me what your thoughts were. He goes, well, I went for like 2 months and I dropped out. I realized I didn't need it, and now I have my own startup. I was hoping you could tell me how you built a podcast, and because that's what he wanted to do. And I was like, you wrote in your message. I called him out. I said, you wrote in your message that your profile says you finished at the Robert H. Smith School.
To be fair, he was finished.
it was.
He really got you in a game
shocked.
Of semantics.
Yeah,
he tricked
like,
you. Yeah.
He goes, yeah, well, kind of. Well, I put that there because at least I went for a little bit. And I'm like, dude. Like, I'm just going to be real with you right now.
I'm in my profile.
Yes.
It says my profile strength is intermediate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you'll be an all-star here by the end of the week.
How do I make
anyone that's listening right now, you go on there.
Oh,
LinkedIn,
no, don't do this.
You request
no,
my.
Don't
no,
do this.
No,
this
no.
It's going to be bad.
You're going to get a deluge. That's not what you want because you're going to have the fan base. What you want is to be able to pick and choose your connections.
I don't
doesn't
think
he?
Well,
he gets to choose when people friend request him.
But this is going to be
you
this
vet
is,
them.
It says
this
it
is
says
not
Michael
the race
O'Mara.
To 5,000 like the old days.
It says Michael O'Mara, radio host at Michael S. O'Mara Inc. And it shows where I live.
Yeah,
and then
look.
It's got where I live.
Your PIN
I mean,
number.
It's got the city, Fort Myers, and then it's got a number next to it.
A number.
What does that mean? 18. Does that mean 18 people that I'm linked to? No, it's got to be more than that.
That's pretty sad if that's the case.
On mine, it's next size.
Mike.
How do I find?
Listen, what? How about this?
Yes. I know I'm doing one of those things where I'm drifting away from the show.
Come back,
it's okay,
Mike.
It's okay.
Be linked in with the show.
You want?
God, I love that publicity photo we have taken.
You want to connect? It's Mike O'Mara. He will make the decision, all right, on his terms. If you want to come to Ellis Island, it's Oscar Santana Ceballos. You find me, and I'll vet you.
All right. Okay.
I'm on Instagram, Rob Spiewak.
No, you're on LinkedIn. I connected with you.
I know. Rob Spiewak on LinkedIn as well.
Yes.
R-O-B-B, full stop.
He will never accept you.
S-P-E-W-A-K.
Straight to the garbage.
I accept nobody.
What does ad work dates mean?
Mike, I honestly am not in front of the profile. I'm not going to sit here and run.
Well, says,
I'll help you build your profile after the show if you want to work on that.
I only have 8 profile views.
Oh, I think that's going to go
you
up.
You just
in about
started
an hour
last night.
No, I started this morning.
Oh, well, then that's fine.
That's
8.
Pretty good.
8's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right, we got to go to commercial.
Mike's looking for an eclectic crowd. Please.
Good. Snobs. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more. We're going to leave this family. We'll be right back. Baby, don't you
wanna go? Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week, we do something we haven't done in a long time. We clink some glasses, discuss the atrocity of mangoes, and geek out over our revamped turntables. It's a lot of laughs and so much more.
Roy Smack!
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
She didn't sound real motivated there, Rob. I'm not sure. Was she into doing that promo? I don't know.
She was. It was a drinky one, though. And that was at the end of a drinky show, and maybe she was sleepy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Can we bring Richard Parker in here?
Oh! If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call Richard Parker. Oh, I'm sorry. No. You've got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get the process moving fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you. And you can even meet Tater. Tater's their cute little dog. He wears a little cone around his head so he doesn't lick his private area. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. So now is the time to lock in a low rate. And please ask the people at Cornerstone if they like having their commercials read by Richard Parker.
I think they would.
Yeah.
Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They'll show you the best way to free up that cash so you can buy a giant lifeboat to drift to sea with a tiger. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. They treated Oscar like a king.
Woo!
And they can do the same for you. Here's their number. Cornerstone First Financial, Richard Parker. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. The ship's going down.
You're going to need a house.
Yeah, he
is. Yes, you need a new house when you land on the island. CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C. and Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Making sure you have the ability to explore every opportunity. Look at the flying fish over the boat. Richard Parker. Do it. Cornerstone First Financial. I have to go now. I'm collecting mangoes.
Oh, I hate mangoes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I found out yesterday that it's time for a change. Now, having all the
a
issues
cool
that
change?
I've had. I have become too sedentary, and I plan on doing, I'm doing about a mile, almost 2 miles now.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
Today, I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I got the same route. It's like 1.7 miles that I walk. But today, I am doing so in a desire to improve my time doing it.
Okay.
That's going to be my little shake up today. That's what I'm going to do. But yesterday, I decided that I would go on the east side of the property.
Yes.
Go to the North 40.
Sunny side.
Ride, sure. Ride my horse out to the North 40, and I waved across at my neighbor, George W. Bush, who was pulling shrubs. I moved over.
So you're in Maine, but you share a property line with Texas. It's a big plot of land.
When we purchased this home, on the side of the garage is a very nice pile of wood that's been there for a long time. Incredibly well seasoned. It's dry. Some of it's so dry that it's been there too long. Might be a little rotted, but it doesn't matter. It still burns.
Right.
And but they're big, big logs that have to be split.
Okay.
And the last, when I was up here the last time, I bought one of those. It looks like a sledgehammer axe combination. It's a wood splitting tool.
It's a big wedge, big heavy wedge, right?
A big wedge. And I took to the side of the garage, about 82, 83 degrees. It was warm for up here. And Carla said, don't do it. Don't do it. And maybe she knows me better than I know me. But I said, why don't you want me to? She said, you'll hurt yourself. I said, I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to hurt myself by splitting wood. It's a manly thing to do. I see those sweaty, glistening bodies on the movies where the guys are like, here, here. And I started to split the wood.
Sure.
And did you take your shirt off before you start doing it?
No,
usually the guys have the shirts off.
No.
Yeah, you can't glisten with a shirt on.
Yeah.
No, if I took my shirt off, it seriously would look, it would look like... there's some sort of alien from a foreign planet. That's, really, if I took my shirt off, the sounds I should make should be... And I took to splitting the wood, and I realized as I got through, I don't know, I split probably 7 or 8 logs.
Yeah.
Into 4 pieces each. Probably like about three chops a log.
Mm-hmm. When you quarter logs. Them like that, they are fireplace ready or for
they're
your.
They're fireplace ready, and I had to quarter them. I had to split them into tiny little things because we get a little chiminia that I've talked about.
Right,
before,
right. So you can use it in that as well.
And I realized as I am, not as I was chopping, but as I was. Moving the axe over to sort of tilt up the wood, where you take the end of the axe and you kind of pull the log up and you balance it, and it requires you to negotiate the axe a little bit. And I realized that I have the strength, the upper body strength now, of Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. You know, the level of frailness, and I'm sitting there at one point, and the head of the thing is just like going
wobbling
as I'm not able to control it with my horrible. And I said, Jesus, I'm talking to myself out loud as I'm sitting there going, God, get your act together. And the bottom line is that it's not just rehabbing the hip and everything. I got to get my ass into a gym.
Oh,
I got to
yeah.
get my ass into a gym and do. I don't want to go CrossFit workout.
No,
but
curves.
Zumba. I have to get into the Zumba class. And
Mike, we actually have tape of you splitting logs yesterday.
You've got to. Okay, yeah, this is me splitting logs.
That's it.
Sleeping in my seat.
Hey, look at that arm. Look at Mike's right arm. Look at Mike's right Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies arm.
Now, can I ask him a question about the procedure of splitting? Was there like a big log that was serving as like a block or a base?
No, I did it right on the driveway.
And so you would like chop into it, and then it would stick to the wedge. You have to do like 2 or 3 more chops to get through it?
No, more like you have to put a little dent in it, and it splits, then you pull it out, and
do
another chop, and it does that. And then right towards the end, because I'm saying to myself, yeah, I got the hang of this, and I missed once, which is not a fun activity.
Did you lose your toe?
It was a combination of hand-eye misfit and then just the upper body strength where I brought the axe handle above the axe above my head and it was just like, and it kind of fell off to the side and kind of
chipped a little piece of bark off of this log.
But at least you never did the thing where you put the axe over your head and fall backwards because you lose it from behind.
We're not there. Yeah. Not there. And to be honest with you, at least the way I looked at it, the actual process of the chopping, you know, you kind of thrust the axe head up with your right hand and then you let centrifugal force come down.
You let the weight do the work. But, right.
Yes.
That is a lot of work, though, just for any man, whether you're young or old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At the very end of the procedure. Now, Carla, I had asked Carla at one point, I said, what are you so worried about? She said, well, you're going to hurt yourself and you're on blood thinners. So it's like, what do you think? I'm going to hack my toe off? Well, I hate it when she's right. Here's the thing about when you go on this little drug, and anybody in our listening audience that has taken these, you know what I'm talking about, okay? You could be repairing a sock with a needle, and if you get even the slightest nick, you have to go into a protocol because it gets
what is it like when you shave?
My cousin who's on them too, because he's got all the same things.
Teddy,
he uses an electric razor. He said, "You shave with a real razor?" I said, "I shave with a Harry's."
Harry's.
Hooray!
At Harry's. Let him know.
At the very end, I'm wrapping it up because it's just, I'm weak, I'm hot, and I've
total length that you've done it?
Let me see. Probably 16 seconds. No, it was
20 minutes.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, I would say 15, 20 minutes probably. Yeah.
The length of a sitcom without commercials.
At the end of it.
Well, it's good that you're getting frustrated with yourself. It's good. Like, it's a good. It's good.
As the wood is fuel for the fire, this is fuel for a change.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to do more, and I want to be more active. And
now
you
can't blame it on anything. You've got.
I don't have
hips.
Anything to hold me back. At right. All. But at the last, on the last log, it was a little smaller than the other ones.
All kids love log.
I missed it.
No,
and I caught a sliver of it, and you know what? I'm not going to do the total weak man thing because the log exploded, and if I slowed like down time, the right little shard came out about the size of a piece of kindling.
Yeah,
and if I slowed it down in slow motion, I remember looking at it and it's going. And I see it going towards my right leg, and I'm like,
No.
Carla, get a bandage.
And it goes into my calf at a velocity that, you know, when you split a wood, they explode apart. Yeah.
They always say the speed, they say it's the speed of a bullet leaving a rifle.
Mm.
That's the simile they always use.
Exactly. And I look and it hits my right leg. The surgically repaired one.
Yes.
Although they're both surgically
repaired, right?
And it didn't knock me down, but it kind of like it stunned me.
Sure.
And I looked down and I'm like, oh, okay, that didn't hurt. I'm fine. And I go back to grab the log, and then I look at my right leg, and it's just like, we got a bleeder.
Oh no!
And I'm sitting there going, oh no.
She was right.
No. What's worse, the pain in your leg, the sight of the blood, or the fact that you have to tell Carla that she was right?
The blood.
That's pretty bad too.
Mommy put a Band-Aid on me. Like I was a little kid. I was like, let me bandage that. And and by the way. Here's a wonderful thing. If you get a cut, if you get a cut, like yesterday I got a clot.
Yes.
There's a chart. They give you a chart with blood thinners that show you how long it takes for coagulation.
Sure.
And so the cut that I got splitting the wood yesterday will coagulate. Let me see. Wait, I've got it right here somewhere. New Year's Day. New Year's Day. It should be fine. Everything will be fine. But the bottom line is I have to. I want to get stronger. I used to do a lot more stuff,
Don't
even think about. Yeah,
time's ticking.
So, could be both.
I'm so pumped up to just get some of this stuff done. But as I said, the stress when I got into bed last night, the heart was doing.
Yeah. That's a decent beat.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like a Bugle Call Rag. I was doing a little Buddy Rich in your chest.
What did Carla tell you when you were having a panic attack?
She poo-pooed it. I literally said, I'm not sure about this.
Oh, because last night?
Stuff I've had. You get a little paranoid about your health.
You should be. You know? And what'd she say?
Tomorrow's promise to no one. I believe that.
Yeah, what did she say, though?
That's it. She was in bed, and she was drifting off to sleep. So that's a time where I could have looked over and said, I believe that I'm bleeding from the eyes, and I can't feel my feet. And she would say, all right, I'll deal with it in the morning. That was kind of the way it went down.
And she loves you very much.
And I woke up, so that's cool. You know, that's, you know. And
how's Oscar, the wound this morning?
I took the Band-Aid off before I went to the, the snobatorium last night. I was fine. You know, had me a few smiling Irish bastards, and life was good. By the way, that beer is still very much alive up here in Maine.
Nice.
The Gagan Brewery, even though the guy didn't give me any or give me a tour of the brewery.
Jerk.
Remember the guy that we had on the
show?
Yeah.
Can't tell him. Don't say that.
No,
I mean, you never know.
All right. I meant you were a jerk.
No, I think that beer, that particular beer that I spotlighted, I believe it's taken off here.
Yeah,
it's 2 years since we had the guy on the show, and it's everywhere. So I had a few of those, and I was fine. But much like Mr. Santana, who's getting married and needs to get fitter, I want to get fit as well. I overheard you saying to the guys that you want to get shredded
for the wedding.
Yeah, it's a wedding shredding.
Well, did Shannon say
Shannon
she wants you
said that to
shredded.
Me? A, I would never use that term because I think it's douchey.
Yeah.
But B, she
shredded,
it's in the F boy lexicon.
she works out for a living.
Yeah.
Because I allowed that to happen. So let's first clear that up.
That's, may I interject?
I make that happen for her. My little man
at camp, at the little tiny camp he's going, the day camp where he's going a shorter period of time because he was upset.
Yeah.
He came home last night. He was talking about yoga.
They do yoga.
Really?
They do burpees. Is it burpees?
Oh, I have no idea, Mike. I'm so out
of
that
world.
Don't
you know any yoga terms?
No, not downward dog.
Do they happen after lunch?
Yes.
They did the bug
woman
pose.
Woman warrior
and
one and two.
They did the bug pose, and then he got himself into a little ball. He was doing yoga poses for me.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
He's got to love bug poses because he loves bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was into it. It's like he doesn't like going, but he
oh, that's
once he
cool.
gets there, he has a good time. So Shannon wants you in better
Shannon
physical shape.
Shannon said, we got to take these pictures. And she goes, I'm doing everything I can. And I said, I know you are. I know. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to reapply myself to what I know is a healthy lifestyle,
sure,
which is essentially no more fast food for at least 3 weeks to see where that gets me. And I've done that in the past. And if I'm being honest with myself, I probably have had too many double quarter pounders the last 3 months.
Have you been eating a little fast food?
Oh, a little, please. Like,
really?
I would say at least three fast food stops a week on a regular basis.
That double quarter pounder is hard to argue with. It's a good burger.
Have you lost more weight?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Are you disciplining yourself a little
bit? Yeah, some. I'm not doing as much working out. I'm not doing any
work. I can never have this. When I look at you,
I don't even look at him. I don't even look at him.
No,
I hope he has a great wedding. Can I get a copy of the pictures?
He didn't do anything. But there's just right at the corner of his mouth, there's just the tiny. Can we
give him something at the corner of his mouth?
We're running late on a break here. Are we running late?
Yeah, we are.
We have to take a break. When we come back, let's finish this discussion, and then I want to talk about a guy that definitely had a worse week than anybody I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, we don't do a lot of Trump stuff, but this guy was funny.
Yeah.
This was the funniest thing that's happened, I think, in the entire Trump administration, and I'm talking about the mooch. We have to talk about the mooch. Because if we don't talk about him today, nobody's going to be talking about him in about a half an hour. So that's going to be it. We'll come back and finish up our fitness discussion in Fitness 101, and we'll talk about Anthony Scaramucci on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, ladies. Look at the car next to you. Now back to me. Now back to the car. Now back to me. Sadly, you can't see me, but you can listen to more of me if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Look up. Look down. Where are you?
On a boat.
What's in your hand? Back at me.
I have it.
Two tickets to the TMOS live show. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Because the live show is sold out. Anything is possible when you are a bonus show subscriber. Subscribe today through the updated app or website. I'm Dan O'Brien.
and nobody understands me. I'm on a horse.
Is there a camera shot of Mr. O'Brien?
Can we get him? Well, not for me, but for the people.
Well. I got him.
Because no one enjoys that spot more than Dan.
That's Dan O'Brien.
Two cams.
That's Dan O'Brien
and Diego's off to the side.
That's right.
And Diego's next to him. That's a tale of two interns. Nothing more dramatic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good luck with that haircut. That's coming up.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Don Cheadle.
Diego gets on Mike. He always has to get his little
He loves it. Yeah, he does.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Let's talk about love, shall we? I love love. I love my family. I love my friends. I love Amazon.com. I love Amazon because our partnership with them keeps TMOS alive. I also love G. Scott Henderson. Sounds like an American general, doesn't it?
Yes.
G. Scott Henderson, who went through our website to buy all of the boring, over-the-counter old man medications that a 53-year-old fellow requires. Think of all the time and money he saved. It allowed him to really focus on his hobbies of repairing broken toys for neighborhood children and refurbishing wheelchairs for the destitute.
Bokish.
What a good guy. We love you, Mr. Henderson.
The destitute also love him, Mike, because of that wheelchair repair.
The wheelchair-bound destitute. Be like G. Scott Henderson. Shop Amazon through our website. Let's love you, too. Okay? Can we? Can we like to do that? You know, G. Scott Henderson, all he did was shop through the Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com, and he got a commercial dedicated to him. Would you like one, too?
Oh, sure.
I bet you would.
Long time.
I bet you would. Just think, an Amazon commercial right here in this time slot, all about you.
It's Thursday's birthday.
That's right. Shopping. Wedding shredding.
Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to the show. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money. Let's button up this whole thing about fitness. So, Oscar, are you... I know Rob, it looks like he's dropping some LBs, which is great. And I know you're planning
you doing this. That they have wedding like packages at gyms?
To get ready
for your wedding.
Program.
Yes.
I thought it was to help you find a bride. Pony was all excited.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. This is the thing. CrossFit is probably the best thing that'll get you in shape, right? But CrossFit takes a level of commitment that you're just like, I don't know if I'm going to get there till maybe end of August, where I'm like, it's D-Day. I need a full month of this to get in shape, right?
Is it called a cell?
Yeah.
Head down to the cell.
The box, yes. So what I'm essentially doing is I'm riding the bike, but after riding the bike, I go and lift, right?
Okay.
Before I was just riding the bike, so it was skinny fat, because I wasn't building muscle. I was just...
Great nightclub, by the way,
yes.
Mike.
Skinny Fats.
Yes.
Where was Skinny Fats?
I believe right at the end of hell.
So now I'm riding the bike and then lifting.
But bike riding is probably lovely for cardio, but probably not a great idea.
No. And I thought it was
And bad if you're an Ozark, too.
I've worked my way up to like a solid pace without stopping 20 miles on a bike, right?
God, you could ride to my house.
Yeah, but it's a workout, but it's not really a workout.
Well, you got to be pedaling the whole time.
You know the way I compare it to? You know how when you run on a treadmill and then you run on pavement?
Yeah.
The treadmill
is different.
It's much easier,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
What are you doing for exercise?
I'm not doing anything, but I am eating better.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were going to the gym with...
We were.
Yeah. That fizzled out.
How many trips did you take?
10.
Yeah, about 10.
10.
All right. When did you
strong
stop?
Strong 10. Well, we both started canceling.
Yeah, we stopped after the 10th visit.
Life came up.
But it was, you know what? It was...
He's being very nice to you. He's being very nice to you.
He is.
Like, and no one quit. It literally was like, oh... I'm busy, you're busy, I'm busy, you're busy, I'm busy.
You still have a
busy
membership, right? It's right across the street?
Yes, both it's right there.
Yes.
Balance.
Balance.
Yeah, are you going to be doing any...
You can say it. Yeah. We're paying full price.
It's true. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened again before, as we got closer to the live show in NOLA. Yeah.
D-Day.
Yeah. because I don't want to, you know, be huffing and puffing when I make my grand entrance. That's, who knows how long the walk is
and
from backstage.
The clown suit would be cheaper if he's smaller.
That's true. We get a small and a smaller nose and a smaller wig.
Well, I'm glad both of you are getting fit, and I'm going to take that as further motivation when I get out of here today to work on my time. But then,
because I think ultimate thing, Mike, I'd love to get Robert actually out of the blue said, "Can we ever go back to Maine?" I said, "Absolutely."
Oh my God, you have a both of you, by the way.
Next summer.
I think next summer, you know, I'd like to get another one of those deals where we get the whole gang.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
It doesn't have to be a full week if you don't want it, but I'd love to get you.
Oh, we want it.
I need my. By the way, everybody loves you guys up here. Seriously. They loved it. It was a novelty to be up there. And I thought about all the things we did. We'd love to get you up here. It's been a weird kind of last minute summer for me. So I'd like to.
Well, you dealt with a lot of stuff leading up to it.
Yeah.
And so we didn't know if you know, if we'd be going up for the burial or the visitation or just, you know, a visit. There's a difference. But Robert said we'd like to go up. So what we'll do is we'll come up and the perfect workout, we'll take me and you, Mike, chasing each other.
On that note, there are few people in the public eye like this guy that just, you know, I've never seen a public failure of more epic proportions than this guy.
I produced this for the Audio Vault. May I play my brief? It's brief. Just brief.
Okay.
My musical tribute to this great man.
To Mooch?
Is this when he did the, well, they didn't record.
No, it's a musical tribute. Is what it is. And here it is. This is a goodbye, Anthony Scaramucci.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Goodbye.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo.
When did you see the news break? I was sitting in the studio with Rofo, and we were watching.
Shirtless?
No, we were it wasn't Ellen. It might have been Steve Harvey. Whatever was on, it just broke in as breaking news. Like, oh, what's happened?
I saw it at like 4 o'clock
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, and then it pulls up, and I was like, huh? They can't fire that guy already.
Here are the facts, and as I said, I don't pay as close attention as I should, but the facts as I know them, Sean Spicer's out. That's the press
Melissa
secretary.
McCarthy.
Right.
They bring in this guy, Anthony Scaramucci.
He's going to fix everything.
I really like him.
And he's also kind of a Trump guy, right?
Yeah.
And Oscar said something like that. Hey, this guy's really going to everybody that comes into this administration, it's going to change now.
No.
It's going to get fixed now.
I didn't say he was going to fix things. I said the fact that he could actually communicate is a plus.
Right. Well, he rolls in.
Yeah.
He rolls in. I've gotten so many little tidbits about this guy. Anthony Scaramucci comes in as the new White House communications director.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I just remember the old bit that you had a press secretary.
Right.
That's what it was. Now that's like press secretary, assistant press secretary, communications director. This guy rolls in and you look at the guy and he's like, what, a hedge fund manager? He's pretty put together.
That's paid.
Looks like he's
good looking guy.
He wears the suit
in his
50s, really well.
Looks like he's 36.
Yeah.
Looks like he's totally prepared.
Dude, he's shredded.
Botox. Chest implants.
Got a little of the New York tough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got a little
I don't mind that.
And it seemed to me that within
that
an
good.
Hour of this guy getting
Tan.
The gig,
mm-hmm.
he calls a reporter and suddenly explodes into this profane, disgusting rant about saying one guy's trying to suck his own, you know, and they're doing this whole thing. And this other
really
guy is going to be
or just
out,
colorful.
Well, it was
fantastic. You know, I mean, the imagery.
Oh yeah, Bannon.
I was like, this guy's paying
Oscar
with sound.
Would be a good communications director. Guys, I know you want to report it's disgusting, but isn't it just colorful language?
Locker room talk, Mike.
Hey, you know what? In this particular case, that was locker
room.
It was.
I've,
in fact, the term referred to about Mr. Bannon was something I've heard probably 40 times in my radio career.
However, to be fair, I'm not sure.
We can't get Brian over here because Brian just wants to his own.
I'm not sure Bannon could even find his own. Show me that, and then we'll go
talk
to
about yoga.
Exactly.
So the only reason I spotlight this is this guy
downward
during
hog.
The rant, during this disgusting rant. What did he say? I missed
downward
it again.
Hog.
Sorry. What? As I'm just
downward
trying to tell the story.
Hog.
It's gonna
the
be
yoga.
In, it'll be in Pony's in his book.
All the papers.
Yeah, all the papers hog. Will
Thank
be there.
Thank you, Pony. Let's just let it land on the listeners. Hold on. One more time.
So funny.
Okay. That was Pony.
Just so funny.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. So the only reason I spotlight this is the guy comes in, he disses the chief of staff, Reince Priebus.
Yes.
Optimus Prime. And he
Bumblebee.
And Bumblebee. And he says the guy's going to be out. Well, you're like, oh my God, this guy says this was so profane.
Right.
And then the day after, or the day after that, Reince Priebus really is out. You're like, well, he was right. He's the most powerful guy in the world.
Yeah.
Well, then the guy replaces Reince. Well, he didn't like Anthony Scaramucci. Meanwhile, Anthony Scaramucci's wife leaves him.
Mm.
And
ripe
she's 9 months pregnant.
She is ripe with child.
She's ripe with child. And she says, you're going to go work for Orange Face. I'm not coming along for the ride. You are out of here. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to be powerful. And so he comes down to New York, and then he goes on this thing, and he ousts the guy, and I'm like, well, this is going to be the new power broker.
Yeah.
And then, nope, they hire a power broker to replace the guy that was ousted, and then they fire the mooch.
Right.
And he's gone. So within 10 days, this guy goes from great gig, going to save the world, big mouth, potty mouth, comes in, but the guy that he was dissing with the big mouth, potty mouth gets fired. The guy that replaces the guy gets fired, comes in, and he fires the mooch.
Mike.
Pretty spectacular.
And ladies, he's single.
It's like it's like an episode of Game of Thrones. The Hand of the King. If you actually follow the trajectory of how many people were the Hand of the King in Game of Thrones,
right?
This is
right.
Like this administration. Like they either their heads get cut off, they get killed, or they get booted. One or the
other.
Well,
we have an expert that wanted to just make one final comment. Can we bring our expert in?
Please.
Who just wanted to say, because this expert, I'm making fun of it, and I'm saying it's chaos and things are in totally disarray. Apparently, this guy thinks the opposite. Let's bring him in right now, okay? Can we bring him in?
Please.
Is he coming?
Hold Tyrion on, Lannister?
He's waiting. He's coming waiting right without. Now.
Here right, he comes. Let's bring him in right now.
I just want to say, I think they're doing everything perfectly right. I think they're doing everything perfectly right. That's normal. What's everybody all upset about? Come on, okay? All right. Hey, Mooch, good luck. Bye.
Yes, thank you. That was Anthony Soprano. What type of
severance is a 10-day work?
I don't know. Well, if they go by CBS, he'll get 9 hours of pay.
Okay.
All I know is, do you think at some point there's a teary call to the wife after he, you know, gets back to his penthouse apartment in New York City?
The Mooch is going to write a book, and he's going to make more money.
Yeah, it's going to be a very thin book.
That's the guy. That's the guy who writes a book because he doesn't care.
You're right.
Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
Oscar, you're creating a fantasy world. He was there 10 days. He's a loser. He is crying. That guy is crying right now.
I think guys like that take hits like this and they say, got to move on to the next chapter, and it's a book.
Yes.
Mark my words.
Or a car dealership. One or the other.
We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here at car dealership. That looks good on you, sir. Caution, ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love that. So bad.
Hey, have you ever read the ingredients on the label of your snacks? It's horrible. It's kind of scary.
It is.
Added sugars, preservatives, concentrates. It's really scary stuff. It's yucky. That's why I want to tell you about some amazing fruit bars that I found. They're called That's It. That's the name of the product. That's It. Because the only ingredients in them are fruit and fruit. That's It. That's why they named them that way. That's It. Get it? I hope you do. You can find them at Whole Foods, CVS, Starbucks, and you will love them. My favorite flavor is the apple cherry.
Mm.
Absolutely delicious. It's pure fruit, but they do something to them the way they put them together. They're just incredibly delicious, but there's nothing in there except fruit. That's it. They're gluten-free, kosher, vegan, raw diet friendly. They're made with real non-GMO fruit. They're portion controlled, and they're great for kids. Plus, it's an easy and delicious way to get that serving of fruit in your diet that you're missing. And in the Mike O'Mara Show World Broadcast Headquarters building, the Starbucks sells them down at the bottom.
So cool.
Love them. They're
love
absolutely
it.
Delicious. That's It is offering my listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did and try these bars. You're going to absolutely love them. And they're a new client, so please, folks,
do it.
Supporters of TMOS, get out there and buy the That's It Fruit bars because it'll make us look real good. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. You'll love it. Enter my code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you because we love them.
News. This
is a bummer story for me. It really is. Actor and playwright Sam Shepard died due to complications from ALS. I love Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard's an original tough guy movie star in his own unique way.
Yep.
He won a Pulitzer Prize and was nominated for two others. He was also nominated for an Oscar for playing Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff. He was just that guy. Did he play Chuck Yeager?
He did. I have a clip. You want to hear a clip?
Yeah, let's listen.
This
let's
is from
listen.
The Right Stuff.
You really are... The Ruskies set a new record of 114,000 feet going straight off the ground.
Nobody cares about that kind of record anymore.
You know, I got a feeling this little old plane right here might be able to beat that Russian record.
Hey, Ridley.
Yeah. You got any Beamans?
Got any Beamans?
I might have me a stick.
Well, loan me some, would you? I'll pay you back later.
Fair enough.
I think I see a plane over here with my name on it.
He was in a relationship with Jessica Lange from 1982 to 2009, and really just a wonderful, wonderful guy, great writer, and really, really cool actor. You know, I think movie actors that play in stuff like The Right Stuff, there's just a toughness that you
iconic.
Have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, fantastic. I believe one of his plays that he wrote launched the career of John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, very important in
very
the world
cool
of
guy.
Writing plays as well. So.
Yep, absolutely. John Ritter's daughter, Stella, isn't Stella anymore. She's also not anyone's daughter anymore because she's transitioning to a guy, and she has changed her name to Noah. Noah is the child of John Ritter and his widow, Amy Yazbek. He started living as a man when he turned 18 almost a year ago. He even has facial hair thanks to hormone treatment. Sources say Noah's mom and half-brother Jason Ritter are totally supportive, and John would have been too. Noah was only 5 years old when his father, John Ritter, tragically died in 2003.
God,
so,
has it been that long?
It's been that long, absolutely.
Not many people have anything bad to say about John Ritter. That's I wish them good.
The Chicago Cubs just made an epic gesture. There's nothing about this story I don't love. They made the gesture to Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman, by the way, there are going to be Cubs fans that disagree with me loving this story.
True.
Steve Bartman is the fan who was unfairly blamed for the Cubs' playoff collapse 14 years ago. He's the fan that reached for that foul ball, preventing Moses Alou from catching it, and all hell broke loose. It was not only this guy being just... harassed, death threats, everything, but it was a symbol of the Cubs' misfortune.
Mm-hmm. The curse.
The curse is over for the Cubbies, and much like the Red Sox, that's over, and I think perhaps you're going to look at other championships down the road. The team gave Steve, this is the kid that interfered with the baseball, an official 2016 World Series ring with his name, Bartman, engraved on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Cubs, there's
that's classy.
That is true class. True class.
It's a game. It's a kid's game. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts.
The Nationals would never do that.
They'd have to win a World Series first.
Yeah.
I don't think the Learners would.
Offer you one at cost.
Bingo. What a dick organization that is. Cubs owner Tom Rick. Well, they are. And I met like two guys from them. They're all like, we're the Nationals. Yeah. Blow the playoffs a few more times. You're going to be just like the Redskins. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts said he hoped it would, quote, provide closure on an unfortunate chapter of the... What did I say? Dick organization?
Yes, it is. You are so bitter.
It is. It's like at a golf tournament, I met one guy. I base it all on that. Yeah.
And you have him chewing gum.
Jeff Bowden introduced me to like one guy, and he's just like, Hey. Young sports guy. Always wanted to work sports. I'm a player. F you. Yeah, I'm a 30-year radio personality. Screw off.
And you're on LinkedIn.
That's right.
And I'm on LinkedIn now. Yeah.
Don't accept his invitation. Don't endorse him for sports owner.
Yay for me. Yay for me in my bedroom in Maine. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts said he hoped it would, quote, provide closure on an unfortunate chapter of the story that has perpetuated throughout our quest to win a long-awaited World Series. He acknowledged that it could not fix everything that happened to Steve. This kid was hassled. But he wants it to be known that he's, quote, fully embraced by the Cubs. Steve had immediately disappeared from public life. This is how bad it was for this guy. Probably because he was getting death threats and other harassment. He never gave interviews or made any attempt to acknowledge or cash in on his notoriety. He acknowledged this and said it's kind of emblematic of people treating other people well.
I watched a piece on WGN, and even when they're trying to make it be a feel-good piece, there's still even when the people are congratulating him, bitter. They're still bitter in that city.
It was horrible. It was, because now for the negative, the Cubs fans that are out there listening to me, I'm going to give you a little bone here, okay?
Okay.
Steve was interviewed, and when asked about it, he went, "It made you reach for the baseball."
You know, we have a listener connection to Steve. One of our listeners and friends of the show, he was college roommates with him.
I know. And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. And I want to send my thanks to Tab Patterson. All right. Very good. It's important.
Tab would know him.
Tab did not reach for that foul ball, but he did hunker back like this.
Turntable. It's important to use a bunch of buzzwords at work since it really makes you look like you know what you're doing. So you keep on using them, even though your coworkers hate them. A new survey asked people for their least favorite office buzzwords. Here are the 6 best ones that made the list. Number 1, let's touch base.
Boo.
Number 2 is game changer.
Boo.
Number 3 is no brainer.
Boo. Oh,
God.
Number 4 is mission statement.
Oh, we need that. Every business does.
Yeah.
Number 5, I love you, man. Number 5 is pick it up and run with it. And number 6 is let's get our ducks in a row. There are also a few on the list that we've never heard before, like blue sky thinking.
Have blue that? Sky. Yeah, absolutely.
What is that? What is blue
red
sky?
Red ocean, blue sky. Blue ocean, red ocean. You can do anything. It's like so basically you're creative.
Let's circle back and talk about it later.
Yeah, that's like
blue sky thinking.
It's like pie in the sky type of situation.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, blue sky thinking means creative but unrealistic ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So but pie is. In the sky is a fantastic, like, sort of
Oscar,
fantasy.
Have you ever heard of thought
well,
shower?
Creative fantasy.
I don't know. I'm not thinking.
He gets mad every time food's involved. Every time.
Yeah. You get mad every time an asshole's involved.
You two are killing me today. Oscar, have you heard of thought shower?
Oh, no, and that is not a category on the sites I like to go to.
Yeah, do not Google it, whatever you do.
That's a new way of saying brainstorm. And punch a puppy.
No, I've never heard of that.
Which is doing something bad for the greater good.
Sometimes twice a night, huh?
Wait, am I right, ladies? Is it you're in the boardroom and you're like, sometimes you got to punch a puppy?
That's right.
Punch a puppy.
Who says that?
Dan O'Brien.
Well, that's when we yell at Dan.
I think I punched a couple of puppies before we went on the air. Anyway, and now a little something, something. According to a new study out of Germany, Rob's favorite country.
Hi.
The filthiest thing in your house is your kitchen sponge. So that, it's not the bathroom. It's the kitchen sponge. That's what it is. Even if you sanitize your sponge by boiling or microwaving it, that doesn't help. In fact, they found it just makes things worse. So the kitchen sponge is the real dirty, dirty thing. And what do they recommend to cut down on your risk? Changing your kitchen sponge once a week.
Okay.
So that message is for Mac McIntosh. And I've got an extra bonus little something for you
right
now. Yes. Oh, really?
This is the real one. A 20-year-old woman named Asia Jimenez from Bradenton, Florida, was feeding her 1-year-old son on Saturday and eating some chicken nuggets. And her brother walked up and grabbed a few off of her plate. That made her really, really angry. So she started throwing the nuggets at her brother hard. And he wasn't hurt, but they called the cops, and believe it or not, Asia was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery for throwing the nuggets at her brother.
Wow.
What's wrong with society?
I know. On the bright side, the Orioles offered her a minor league contract. Sorry, such a jive.
That is so fun.
Man, she really put some pepper on it.
We'll take a break. Come back with the... You got sounds?
I got little ones.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Sing it to my friends.
Baby!
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Meara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The best thing about TMOS listeners, they're like a family, a big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Meara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Let us spread your word. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, the very first day of August.
That's Woo! Right.
Of let's, Augustus Gloop.
Let us. It will cost Wonka a fortune in fudge.
There you go, Augustus. Enjoy it, but don't fall into the chocolate river.
So, spotlight today on Scotland. The Ness River, which I guess actually probably has to do with Loch Ness, which means Lake Ness. So it's probably a feeder river.
Yeah. This is a turtle head poking out.
This is a town called Iverness. And this is a brief video, 8 seconds, but it's on our Facebook page. Please look at it. There is a very drunk Scotsman trying to put his ATM card into a fence.
Oh, no.
My takeaway from the video is that he thinks the fence is an ATM machine. And by the way, I know that I'm saying automatic teller machine. Don't give me crap about saying that. Okay? He thinks it's an ATM. But the best thing is the guy that's taping him telling him what it isn't.
Here, bud, that's now a bank machine. It's not a bank machine, it's a fence.
It's not a bank machine.
That's not a bank machine, it's a fence. You're sticking your card into a fence.
Let's do one more time.
Here, bud, that's now a bank machine. It's not a bank machine, it's a fence.
The eyes are pointing in different directions. This is a drunk guy.
You're not going to get any cash out. You're going to get some manure. That's all you're going to get out of that. It's
machine.
A fancy old sod.
Now, guess who is getting a series on Netflix? Carol Burnett.
Oh, cool.
She is coming back. And what she's
a pioneer.
What she is doing, it's sort of based
I'm
on.
I'm serious. You guys.
Sort of
no,
based.
Nothing?
It's funny what he, you know, when he tries.
I just said it, buddy.
It's based on the old sort of Art Linkletter, kids say the darndest things. But what happens is she's going to interview kids to help adults with problems. And if they take the attitude they did in this promo, I think it might actually be pretty funny.
What's your resume?
I started a little thing called the Carol Burnett Show.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, I won a few Emmys for it.
I got a trophy in soccer once.
You did?
Everyone did.
Oh. I did a few films and some specials. You know what specials are? I did like two persons, but do you know who Julie Andrews is?
Isn't she the teapot from Beauty and the Beast?
No, that was Angela Lansbury.
She is
That's
still
awesome.
Funny. She is
still funny.
And
funny
together.
Is funny, and Carol Burnett is funny.
So
always has been.
Wish her
funny.
All the best. And you know who else is great is Pitbull, and ladies love Pitbull.
Would you like to see, can I do my impression?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I've done this for you before. This one makes Carl laugh every single time.
Throw on some male capris.
They asked Pitbull, who is very talented. He is a rap, hip-hop singing type. Why women love him? And he was able to answer the question.
Well, let me tell you, a woman made me a man. I was raised by women. So therefore, I understand women. I love to be around women. I understand the power of women. I think women are the most powerful thing that's on earth. You know, they know how to deal with things that there's no way, shape, or form men could deal with. I mean, let's just start with giving birth.
That's right. He was talking about Carol Burnett.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Most powerful thing on earth.
Though.
And thanks to whatever woman gave birth to Perf.
Birth.
All over the earth, Mike.
All over the earth.
Oscar, yes. This one's for you.
Chess.
Last night, the special Bachelorette Men Tell All.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, Mike, they were talking about everything.
So catty.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, good. I like that.
DeMario Jackson was kicked off the show because he admitted he was seeing another girl on the side during production. And he tried to defend himself.
Man is as faithful as his options, Rob Spiewak.
That's very true.
A great man once told me that.
So true.
You know who told me that? Carol Burnett.
Divorced twice.
But she was talking about Tim Conway. Here is DeMario Jackson. Just sometimes it's best to stop digging.
Here's what happens. This random chick call in and say that she's my girlfriend.
Time out. Are you telling me you don't know this girl?
No, I know her.
Okay.
I've had that's called a side chick, right?
Thank you.
Side chick.
Dated for 6 months, but like facts are facts. Show me a picture of her and I. Show me a picture.
I feel like the story is changing a little bit now, and
it's not changing.
I feel like now you're really distancing yourself from Lexi.
Is there any ocular facts that her and I dated?
Ocular
facts.
What an
asshole. Ocular. So
is I had this guy DeMario tell me.
Yeah.
He dated her, and he had been in a relationship.
I didn't tell you that. That's caught him.
I have it on tape. I do have that on tape.
And just when you think it can't get any worse, he calls himself DeMario in the third person. I wish him nothing but the best.
I also think it's bad form to go on national television and tell everybody that you're a side chick guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if you're going to do that on your own time and don't brag about it.
He's just keeping it real.
That's all. At the end of the special, if you happen, Mike, you probably have it in your DVR, this Bachelorette special. Watch it, because at the end of it, DeMario gets a World Series ring from the Chicago Cubs. So an exciting ending. Seth Meyers, do you know there's a lot of stuff going on in North Korea? Be afraid. Be very afraid. They're testing missiles.
After North Korea tested a new intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday, Kim Jong-un issued a statement saying the whole U.S. mainland is now within his reach. Still not within his reach? The top shelf.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's awesome. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Catch up.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.